Locker room chats continue here on KMZA. Brandon Tamman joined by Centralia boys basketball coach Cole Aldefer, presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, also Wanklin Oil Company. Coach, we appreciate it very much, your time as always. The TVL tournament semifinal matchup is tonight. You'll get Frankfurt. We'll talk about that matchup in just a minute. But how about Tuesday night's game, quarterfinals against a very good Wetmore team that's won six games this year? 54-49, your team rallies after getting down early, but you have a tight game. It's close pretty much the majority of it, and you guys are able to get some big shots, make some big free throws down the stretch, ultimately get the win. Take us through that ball game and what you like about your team being able to grind out that victory.
Well, you know, Brandon, I thought the boys fought hard, especially being down early in the game, you know, 10-12. We warned them. It wasn't for lack of, and we knew what they were going to do, and they just did it better than we did. And maybe some of that was we just played them, you know, a few weeks back and beat them fairly, I won't say fairly easily, but, you know, we beat them and handily, I guess. Never felt like the game was ever out of control. And, you know, they came out and slapped us and it took us a while to get going and kind of wake up and, you know, they got us turned around on defense and kind of one of our really things that we try not to do as far as defense goes. And they took advantage and hit shots. And you know, they do things and they do things as hard as they can for as long as they can. And they're a scrappy group. They really are.
Down by nine at the end of the first quarter, rally back, get it to a three-point game at the half, and then you outscore the Cardinals by eight in the second half. But this game was tight down the stretch, and I thought Presley Bowers really seemed to be the difference maker for you guys offensively, led the game with 20 points, also a double-double with 12 rebounds. How good was he on Tuesday night?
Presley, I mean, we got to play through him and play inside out because, you know, the more he touches the basketball, the more teams collapse, and, you know, if you don't collapse and help out, he's going to have 20, and if you do, then, you know, our guards will get shots from the outside, and between our two bigs, him and Brock Reineke, we call him Dozer, they're a good tandem inside, and then we can fight some other guys inside, but we've got to get post touches, and that's kind of the name of our game.
Well, let's talk about the semifinal matchup coming up tomorrow night, and a Frankfurt team right now that's obviously got some good talent. They're sitting there at 7-3. They got a big win over Clifton Clyde in their quarterfinal matchup, 54-43. What's the game plan looking like? And this not necessarily a strategy, but talk about some keys to the game and what's it going to take to get to that TBL championship game.
Coach Steinle does a great job with those guys, and you know he's a good friend of mine, and you know this scrappy Wetmore group just beat them last week or so. So, you know, he's got them back on track and playing hard and was able to watch the game that they had the other night against Clifton Clyde, which is a huge win for them, and I'm happy for them. And they do a lot of things that give us trouble, you know, side pick and rolls and you know, we've got to be able to contain Samuel Gross, you know, inside. You know, he's their guy, and then we got to be able to contain their guards as far as dribble penetration, because if they can get in the lane and break us down, and Sam will kill us on the boards and around the bucket. So definitely have our hands full, but it's kind of a game we're kind of looking forward to. You know, it's a district rivalry, you know, Frankfurt Centralia and you know, amongst other things, but you know, it should be a great game.
TBL tournament title game appearance on the line tomorrow night. Centralia Frankfurt in one semifinal. The other half will be top seed Hanover against the 5 seed Troy, which should be an intriguing matchup as well. Both those games tomorrow night on 92.1. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us. Good luck the rest of the way here in the TBL tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Brandon.